Good morning, this is Corey Bernardi with the Bernardi Bulletin for Tuesday. Australian taxpayers have been informed that the failed home insulation program has cost them an estimated $2.156 billion in installation and cleanup costs over 4 years. What would become Labor's Pink Bats disaster was announced in February 2009, but it was abandoned only about 12 months later, and it's been linked to at least 4 deaths and more than 200 house fires. There's also a legacy of bad debts, and it's more clear evidence of Labor's waste and mismanagement that has left Australians paying the cost. And quite a cost it is, because Labor have rushed to increase Australia's credit card limit to $300 billion because we've smashed through the previous limit. Labor is clearly unable to curb its debt addiction. By raising the card limit, they are seeking a short-term solution, but it's not going to have any long-term answers. To get a long-term answer, they have to curb their reckless spending and stop their waste. Now, Australia's second largest export for the last financial year wasn't a service, it wasn't a commodity like coal, it was government bonds. That's Labor's record debt. And Wayne Swan has said raising the credit card limit to $300 billion was simply no big deal. His attitude is breathtaking, given Labor's gross debt is now $12 billion this year alone. That's 12 world-class hospitals we could have had. And debt will continue to rise as the Gillard government remains in office, with its $120 billion black hole of unfunded promises. Now, the previous coalition government paid out Labor debt, and it left $70 billion in the bank. We can do it again, but Australians deserve better than Labor's waste. This is Corey Bernardi.